Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We are always so grateful that you have joined us on tonight. And we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. While you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in. Just invite them to come in. Tell them that the Prayer News Network is on and that we are live on tonight. As well, if you have social media, go ahead and jump out there, put a quick request out there, or put a quick notification out there and say, hey, join me for the Prayer News Network on tonight. And the number is 339-209-6891. So go ahead and quick jump out there and put that invitation out there. Amen. Perhaps someone will join. Invite someone that you've not invited before. Glory to God. Let them have the PNN ultimate experience. Amen. Glory to God. So God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless each and every one of you. We're grateful to the Lord for another day, another opportunity to come and be in fellowship with you, each and every one of you. We are indeed grateful. People of God, we want to let you know, as always, that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of it afterwards. We'll give you a couple of numbers whereby you can call in and get a copy of the broadcast sent directly to your phone. If you don't have you don't want the broadcast coming to your phone, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. There you'll be able to listen at our broadcast. If by chance you go out and you don't see the broadcast out there and you would like to have a copy of it sent to your phone, you can still at any time send us a notification and text us, let us know which one you would like, and we can certainly send it to you. God bless you tonight again, people of God. God bless you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate each and every one of you. While you're getting those notifications out to everybody, we just want to give God thanks and praise for our leaders. I thank him first and foremost for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he is the head of this line. People of God, he is the head of this line. And we're just grateful, amen, that he has entrusted us with it. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for him. Want to thank God for our founding father, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, amen. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking God tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Thanking him tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, apostle and prophet, Samuel Huggins James and Lady Huggins, amen, James. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, glory to God, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and Lady Tina, amen. So we just bless the Lord tonight. We give him thanks. Again, we give God praise for all that he's done, for all that he's doing. We thank him on tonight, people of God. We want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper and get ready for tonight's broadcast. We want you to go ahead and get ready again for tonight's broadcast. Amen. We endeavor to go ahead and get our speaker up on tonight. Amen. So if you got somebody that you want to come, you should go ahead and tell them to come. Tell them to come, come, come. We don't want them to miss it. Amen. Glory to God. We don't want them to miss tonight's broadcast. Amen. Again, we are live. We are certainly live. And we would like for all of our listeners, our active listeners, to come on in and listen to what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are grateful. Amen. For our PNN advisors, we're grateful for each and every one of them. We're grateful tonight, glory to God, for our prayer warriors. We are indeed grateful for our scripture reader. We're grateful for you, people of God, for coming. We're thanking God for your prayers. We're thanking him for your concerns. Thanking God for your input. We're just grateful to the Lord on tonight, amen, for everybody that is an active part of this broadcast, amen. So we thank God truly we're going somewhere, we're going places, and we're thanking the Lord that you are with us, amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we want to go ahead, amen, and sanctify our line, get our line sanctified as per the instructions of the Lord. We want to get that in order. And right after that, we'll have our scripture reading. And people of God, we're so grateful, amen, because we want to move and go ahead and get our speaker up. But tonight, people of God, we have an awesome speaker, as we say, and as we know, she is no stranger to the line. But we want you to prepare because she has a standing commitment for every Sunday and every Monday night. And we're grateful that she has been maintaining her commitment as unto the Lord. And people of God, our speaker tonight will be coming. Glory to God. Amen. She's coming from Banks, Alabama, by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. She is a member of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, and she is a prophetess, amen. She's an evangelist. She is a woman of God, amen. Our speaker tonight will be that of Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Prophetess Sharon Duncombe, amen. And we're going to go ahead and sanctify the lines on tonight. And right after that, we're going to have our scripture reading. And then the voice that you will hear after our scripture reading will be that of our speaker, none other than, again, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. In that, God bless you, people of God. Again, go ahead and get your pen and your pencil, your iPad, your phone, whatever you're going to use to take your notes, go ahead and get them ready. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. You have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight. Lord God, once again, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up in the beautiness of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, just to thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy and your love and kindness towards us. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look once again upon the line tonight, Lord God. We come tonight asking you, Lord God, to sanctify the line, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one of us, Lord God, that represents tonight, Lord God. We come asking you to look in every home, Lord God, every city, Lord God, every state, Lord God, we ask you this night to look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy upon us once again. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, lifting up our hands, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to clean us up, Lord God, and make us worthy to come before your presence tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask for you, Lord God, just to have your way tonight on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your mighty power. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord God, for how you shield and protect us, Lord God, all day long. We thank you, Lord God, for putting your arms of protection around us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for how you blessed us, Lord God, this day to see this night. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move mightily, Lord God, on this land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on each and every one of us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we stand, Lord God, waiting to hear from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we asking you, Lord God, once again, just to have your way, Lord God. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to heal, deliver, set free, save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you this night just to have your way on the speaker tonight, the woman of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to help us to make the word easy to come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God. We thank you for letting her hear your voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she may deliver the word unto us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to, Lord God, to come up higher where you want us to be, Lord God, and to do what you will have us to do, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to look on Minister Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you this day, Lord God, to strengthen the Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to continue, Lord God, to let her, Lord God, bring forth this word on PNN tonight, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for her, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, even on the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch the children, Lord God. Touch the young people tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your own way. Have your own way tonight, Lord God, and we'll be so careful to give you the praise, the glory, the honor, Lord God, which you so do deserve. Lord God, we just thank you for being good to us. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, it wouldn't be enough to lift you up. It wouldn't be enough to praise you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We ask you to let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable unto you this night in the precious name of Jesus. And we do give you the praise. Amen, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, thanking him for his son, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer walk, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 1st to the 6th verse. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. For all of you have heard that it should come, and even now already it's in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore think they are the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I have read to you the fourth chapter of 1 John, the first through the sixth verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Good night once again, people of God, wherever you are tonight, whatever city, state, island, country, nation, wherever you are tonight, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King. We want to thank God for a protocol that has already been established. I thank God for the co-pastor of Jerusalem, my pastor, Pastor Lindsay. I thank God tonight for Evangelist Bradley, her team that works with her. Bless me. But most of all, I give thanks for Jesus Christ, who gave us another opportunity, hallelujah, to come before him one more time to hear the mind of God, to hear what the Spirit of God needs us to hear in this hour, to hear what he is saying, to hear what how he's feeling, because God has feeling. And so he wants us to feel what he's feeling. He wants us to understand the urgency of the times that we're living in. And tonight, I'm going to deal with a topic called Time is a Gift from God, and Time is Running Out. And so, God, tonight, I thank you for your divine presence over this land. I thank you, oh God, time that you've given us, oh God. I want to thank you for this opportunity to share and encourage and enlighten your people everywhere tonight. Father, I thank you this night, for this is the night, the day, the evening, wherever your people are that you have made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We've come together one more time to lift you up to your word. In the name of Jesus, bind the prince of the powers of the air, bind regional spirit and every interfering and every interruption by the enemy, or we pull it down right now out of the atmosphere, and we will pray that you will release an anointing to give free access for your word to go forth with clarity and God with understanding, and the ears of the hearers would hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto his church, his people, we the body of Christ, that we may be prepared to have an entrance into thy kingdom. And so, God, touch us tonight. Cover us with the shed blood of Jesus. Cover this line with the blood of Jesus. And have your way tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to deal with time is a gift from God. And we're going to deal with Ecclesiastes. If you have your Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 9. And all the things that we are dealing with that is causing problems in this hour, we still find ourselves seeking after vanity, because this is dealing with vanity tonight. But we still find ourselves seeking after vanity and things that the flesh desire, because that's our human nature. Nothing that happens should take us by surprise. It is quite clear that God has already told us that the things that are happening in this hour have already been planned and ordained before the foundation of the world to take place. Now, the word of God says from verse 1, to everything there is a season. Hear what God says, to everything on the face of the earth that happens in this hour, there is a season. And when that season is over, a new season begins. We just began a new season at the beginning of this year. And it says a time to every purpose under the heavens. a time to be born, verse 2 said, a time to be born and a time to die. And I know some people believe that they will live forever. They won't die too soon, but we can't guarantee that tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, because the Bible said it's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, to heal. So all the murders that we're seeing shouldn't bother us, because God said it's a time to kill and a time to heal. So that means we shouldn't be sick all the time, because there's a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep, which is that means a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Verse 5, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend, which means to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and there is a time to speak. Hallelujah tonight. A time to love and a time to hate. That's why we see racism. We see everything happening that opposes everything is good. Good because God said it's a time for it to happen. Hallelujah. It's a time of war and a time of peace. We see Ukraine war. We see war in the Middle East. It has to happen. We can't pray it away. We can't sing it away. It has to happen because it's the word of God. And he said there is a time of peace. The ninth verse says, what profit had he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? In other words, what you're getting from what you're working for, what you are accomplished through you working and doing what you need to do, what are you benefited, fitting from that? That's the question. What you working for? What in it? What profit? What you are benefiting from working so hard? What is the main message of Ecclesiastes 3? The message of Ecclesiastes, however difficult things may be because of the curse upon man in this fallen world, there is a purpose and grace for all. There is enduring hope and satisfying life as we walk with God. Everything has its own time. And there is a specific time for every activity that we do under the heavens. God's word is showing us that there is an opportune time, glory be to God, tonight to do things. A right time for everything on the earth. And so this message is very clear, letting us know that our time is limited. There is a time for everything and season for every activity under heaven. That's what the Bible says. Now, we enter this year. This is the year and the time. Listen here. We're dealing with time tonight, people of God. The year and the time of God turning things around for the righteous. This is the time God is calling telling us that the time God is, this is the time that he needs us to be one in the body of Christ. This is the time God is asking us to show love. Hallelujah, God, like we've never done it before. Agape love, genuine love. This is the time God is asking us to come up higher, to walk in the fullness of who he is. Hallelujah. These are the times and days where we can no longer be stagnated and stuck in the same position and not growing, because time is short, people of God, tonight. Everything has its time, the time God gave us to fulfill our purpose. He gave us a time to fulfill the purpose that he brought us into this world for, and the time we have left should be used to accomplish and fulfill the will of God. It is now God's time. The real, hallelujah, Jesus, yes, God, tonight, yes, God. Woo, glory to Yahweh, yes, God. When we come to realize, yes, God, that time is a gift. See, we can't take time for granted because it's a gift from God. What should we be doing with this gift God has given us? That is a question. When you get a gift, what do you do with the gift that someone gives you? Well, think about it now. If someone brings you a gift, what are you going to do with the gift? When you get a gift, the first thing we do, we might shake it up and be curious as to what is in the package. What is on the inside? Do we show, we would want to show attitude because we were given a gift and we want to use this gift according to what they give us. This is the way we should look at the time God give us. See it as a gift. Be grateful and thankful for the gift of time, hallelujah, Jesus, that he has given us. Get excited and open it and use the time he gives us here wisely. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight. They say time waits for no man. What are we doing with the time that God has given us? Some people thought they have time, but they are in the grave tonight. They are in the hospital tonight. Glory be to God. They have plans, but they didn't live to see 2023. Their time was no more. Many people are running out of time to do what God has called them to do, people of God. You all hear God tonight. Many of us have plans for this day and the next day. We have plans for the rest of the year. We have plans for this event or the next event. Plans for the next birthday or something important. But is there a promise that we are going to live to see it? Proverbs chapter 27:1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. And so God is saying tonight, stop talking about what you're going to do tomorrow, because it's not glory to God tonight, yes, Lord. It's not guaranteed that you're going to live to see the sunlight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe many people are sitting down wasting time saying they're waiting on God. What are you doing with the gift of time that God has given you? God, I'm telling you, I talk to people and they say, I'm waiting to hear from God. I'm waiting for instructions from God. But while you're waiting, what are you doing with the time that he gives you while you are sitting down waiting? Esther was waiting for the king to marry her, but she did something the whole year. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you are waiting on God, he still requires you to be active. He still requires you to occupy your time. Glory to God tonight. For us to fulfill the will of God and plan of God before the time runs out for us, bless his name tonight, there has to be a transformation of our minds. Our minds need to be transformed. I hear the Lord talk to me when I was doing this. He said, our minds has to be transformed. And when our minds are, oh, glory tonight, yes, God. And when our minds are transformed, then transition will be seen. And transition means a change. And so when your mind is transformed, you will be changed to another person. Transition is happening right now in the beginning of this new year. But are we willing to move with the transition that God is doing? Are we willing to change in the movement of God, of what God is doing? Are we willing to put away what we were familiar with and what we knew and let God do the new thing in our lives? Thank you, Lord God. Inevitable parts of life. While knowledge, experience, and routine encourages or promotes security. And so change must happen. But when you have knowledge and experience and you have a routine set for your life, then you feel secure in what you are familiar with and what you know. Hallelujah. And so God is speaking tonight to us about time. Time, people of God, tonight. The uncertainty of change is uncomfortable for many people. When circumstances are changing, Christians can depend on God for strength, guidance, and consistency. He never changes. You are going to go through some changes in this year. The body of Christ is going through changes right now because we're battling demonic forces. We're fighting against there's a warfare that is happening, and so there's a change that is taking place where God is elevating his people, promoting his people, advancing his people, equipping his people with the anointing, with the power and the glory to deal with the forces that we are going to battle with. It's a change. Change must take place first in the mind to be able to deal with everything that is happening in this hour. Hebrews chapter 13 and 8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In times of transition, we can trust a sovereign and loving God to order all the events in our lives according to his purpose. And he does not change. He is the same. Our circumstances change. Our situations might change, but Jesus never changed. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Tonight, every life upon the face of the earth includes nearly consistent contact with change. Every one of us will come in contact with change, whether it be in a marriage, be your career, your children, illnesses, relocation, divorce, retirement, or ministry. Some changes are voluntarily. Sometimes we decide that we need a change and we go ahead and we make that change. Other changes are forced by circumstances in our lives tonight. Some changes bring joy. Other sorrow and confusion, all changes can be a positive experience for those under God's authority. And so sometimes when you're changing or making changes, you may see something positive happen because God is with you and he will strengthen you and he will be there and he will be that authority that you need to bring you through those changes. Bless his name tonight. People respond to life changes in different ways. Hallelujah. Sometimes, glory be to God tonight, sometimes there is fear about the unknown. Many people lack self-confidence in times of transition. And so when some people hear about transition, they become afraid because they don't want to make that change. Because, hallelujah, tonight, we get comfortable living in that house all these years. We get comfortable in the same position on our jobs. We get comfortable shopping at the same place and eating at the same restaurant. And God said it's time for a change. Change your relocation. You don't know who is spying on you. You don't know who is watching you come home. But you come home the same way every day. You don't know what the enemy has brought. And so God said there's a time when you must make changes in your life. You must transition. Sometimes others experience frustration. You find people getting frustrated in their change. Loneliness may kick in. Pain may kick in. Something that is alive. And he's also looking for complete obedience. That is the antidote when you got to make a transition or change. God is saying the antidote is to use your faith. Activate your faith. Don't be afraid to make that change. And I believe God has spoken to some people on this line to tell them that you need to change some things. You need to relocate. You need to trust me. You need to step out on faith. Have you done it as yet is the question. And be obedient to God's word. That's another thing. Christians are challenged to accept the reality of change and provide words of encouragement to those experiencing change. And so God is saying tonight that we need to be encouraged when we have the change. And in our changes, the experience that we have, we can use that experience to encourage somebody who is afraid to make that step out in faith, who is afraid to step out in ministry, who is afraid to get married. We can be that source of encouragement. encouragement to the study of the scripture is especially important when facing changes. Inner strength from God during times of distress results in God's richest blessing. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you're stressed out and when you don't know what to do, that's when God might step in and just give you a blessing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7, it says, but we have this treasure and earthen vessel that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Hallelujah. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing, hallelujah, tonight about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. We've got to die, bless his name, so Jesus can live within us. Hallelujah. For we which live are always delivered unto the death for Jesus' sake. We are dying daily for Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. Physically, mentally, we got to die for the sake of Jesus so that he can be glorified, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. And so God is asking for a death sentence to the flesh so that he can be manifested. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. So Paul was saying he had to die to bring the word of God forth. He had to die. The apostles, they had to die. They went through great tribulation so that we may have this life, which is in the word of God. We having the same, verse 13 says, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. Knowing that he which raised up Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace made through giving of many redound to the glory of God. And so God is dealing with grace tonight. There's an abundance of grace God is pouring out in this year. And it says that it may yield to the glory of God. So God is literally trying to get the glory out of our lives, and he's given us the grace to endure. He's given us the grace of time to get done what he has asked us to do. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And so Paul said they didn't faint. They were dying. They were going through so much that the flesh was dying. The flesh was under so much pressure. But he said inside, their spirit man was renewed. They was encouraged. They was enlightened. They was doing so much for the kingdom that it was a joy for them to literally suffer. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so Paul said that what they went through was a life affliction. But he said it was only for a moment, and it worked for them a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. And so for Paul and the apostles to sing this way, they had to have their mind transformed. They had to have a change of mind, and their mind had to be the mind of Christ. And so in this transition, God is saying, you need my mind. You need to think like me. You need to put your priorities in order, because time is winding out for many, not only in the world, but in the body of Christ. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. When we look at Paul's life, glory to God, and the changes that he went through to get his assignment that God has given him done, he was on a time limit to do what he was instructed to do by God, because his life was in danger. Hallelujah, tonight. God is saying, are you doing what I tell you to do? You're running out of time. Paul didn't procrastinate or waste time to fulfill his purpose. Are we procrastinating tonight on the assignment that God gave us? God is letting us know that the time is winding down, and hallelujah, tonight, and fading out for many in this last hour, fading out for many in the body of Christ. Paul suffered severely for the sake of the gospel. Jesus suffered severely for the sake of the gospel. And he said, even as I suffer, you got to suffer too. When we reflect on Jesus' struggle, on Paul's struggle in light of eternity, Paul saw them as being light and a momentary affliction. Only by comparing the weight of eternal glory with these suffering fades into significance. So what Paul is saying, that all that he went through, because he know that his time is winding out, he called it light affliction. He saw the glory of God. He realized that suffering do brings us glory, but many of us don't want to suffer for the gospel. And so some of us become intimidated and fearful on going out and witnessing and evangelizing. Even though affliction may cause the outer person to waste away, the life-giving spirit renews you day by day in preparation for the glory of God to come in and upon your life. There is a greater glory coming, people of God, in this season, in this time, and in this year. But it takes suffering for this kind, oh, glory to God tonight, for this kind of glory to manifest in us. We've got to know that suffering will bring us the glory that we've been praying about. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. But it takes suffering for this kind of glory tonight, people of God. It was not until Jesus suffered, bled, died, was crucified, and rose again, then he was glorified. And we hallelujah tonight. And we all know what Jesus went through. But the glory in his life did not happen until he finished his assignment. He had limited time. He was only here for 3 years. And in 3 years, he did more than many of us did in the 20 and the 40 and the 50 years and the 60 years we are upon the face of the earth. What are we doing with the time that God has given us? The outer man or the flesh must die for the inner man, which is the spirit man, to be glorified. When this kind of transition takes place, God says, then the glory of God will be seen and manifested. Paul encouraged the Corinthian church to shift your focus away from heaviness or temporal things. Temporary things only last but for a season. Change your focus on eternal things. Change your focus on circumstances toward the kingdom of God, toward that eternal weight of glory that he's trying to rest upon you. That is the inheritance of those who believe. You've got to believe this in order for this to happen. It's just not going to fall like that. God is looking for faith-filled people to believe what he's saying, and then the manifestation of the transition will take place. People, there is a shift. I'm telling you, there is a shift that happened when we entered this new year, so we can no longer think the same way we thought in 2022. We can no longer act the same way we acted in 2022. Hallelujah tonight. We don't have that type of time to put off the things God is expecting us to accomplish for his glory, for his kingdom, and his will to be manifested in the earth. Because transition, glory to God, hallelujah tonight, is taking place, it does not mean that we are exempt from trials and testing and temptation. No. It's coming, people of God. As we look at the life of Paul, he went through a whole lot of changes and challenges. Change can be a gift from God to heighten and widen our personal relationship with God Almighty. Changes, hallelujah, tonight in light of the, oh my God, shout out of a host tonight. Oh, glory to Jesus tonight. In life, of course, to remember that God is faithful yesterday, today, and forever. We've got to remember when we're going through that God is faithful and that God does not change. Hallelujah. We are in the last hour, the very end of the last day before the coming of Jesus. I said the last day because God sees time different from us. 1,000 years is but a day in the eyes of God. And so when we think that we have a whole year, God says, I'm looking at you, but I see it as just one day. 2 Peter 3:8 says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. People, we're running out of time. We don't have time to waste and winning souls for the kingdom. We don't have time to waste and fulfilling our assignment. Many things they have time to do and live the way they feel without God in their lives. Some hear and feel God pulling them and knocking at the door of their hearts to surrender all to him. Hallelujah, Jesus, for them to turn from their sinful life, God, and put off for the day of salvation because they think that time, hallelujah, tonight is on their side. When you look at the world, young people are dying. Babies are dying. The youth are dying. So time don't wait on no one. But time, hallelujah, tonight, God is saying, is not on our side. From the day we entered this world, glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, from we entered this world, people of God, time began to fade out for us. Huh? And that time is shorter than we first believed, that God is knocking at the door. God told us to redeem the time because it is shorter than when we first believed. Romans chapter 13:11-12 says, and knowing that the time, hallelujah, tonight, that the time now is, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, but now is our salvation nearer than we believe. And so God is saying some people are sleeping. Some people are in a comatose position in the body of Christ. Some people are spiritually sleeping, glory to God, in a relaxed position, not concerned about the work of the kingdom, not concerned about souls. And God is saying it's now time. You hear that? Now time to wake up. Now time to wake out of your sleep. Awake out of our slumber. Awake out of slothfulness. Awake out of complacency. Awake out of arrogance. Awake out of pride. Awake out of haughtiness. Awake out of rebelliousness. Awake out of disobedience. He said it's now time to awake, for our salvation is nearer than we believe. The coming of the Lord Jesus is nearer than when we first heard it, from we first read it, and from we first believed. He said the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Glory to God, let us therefore cast off, oh my God, tonight, the work of darkness. Hallelujah, Jesus. And let us put on the armor of light. How many of you know tonight the greater light is here? And so God is saying, get out of darkness. We stand, we save and love Jesus. We go into church and some of our hands are still dirty. We're still wallowing in darkness. We're still living in darkness, still living in disbelief. We're still hanging and mixing with the world that is in darkness. We're still, my God, dressing and acting like the world. We are in darkness. We're still speaking the same language as the world. We are in darkness. And God said, get out of darkness. Cast it off. Throw it away, my God. Throw off the work of darkness that is hindering you, that is keeping us hostage. And let us put on the armor of light. And that armor of light is Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. Put on the Word of God. Put on Jesus. He is the light of the world. Because time is a gift that God has given us, we need to know how to manage our times. People of God, tonight, Oh, glory to Boshando, the Bohosiah. God expects us to be good stewards of the time he has given us in this earth. Every second matters, people of God, to God. Every minute and every hour matters to God. We might not be thinking about this, but every second, minute, and hour, month, day, year matters to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And angels are keeping records. God has assigned angels to each and every one of our lives that are taking record every second of our lives of what we're doing throughout the day. And we will stand and give an account to God as to how we spend our day. Because he said, don't worry about tomorrow because it will take care of itself. He said, it's sufficient. It's this day. And so we are going to give an account for every day that we waste time, for every day when God spoke and we did not move, for the thing that God told us to do and we disobeyed. We are going to give an account. Whether one day we will give an account of every second, people of God, whether we were productive or not in the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So there's a day of judgment coming, and people think that they're just going to die, and that's it. No, 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 my sisters and brothers. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah, God. He said, whether it's good or whether it's evil or bad, we are going to give an account according to that he had done. Whatever we did, there is a record, because God said he has books, not just one book, but books are in heaven. There will be no excuses that day when we stand before God. Pastor wouldn't be an excuse. Mama wouldn't be an excuse. Children wouldn't be an excuse. God does not accept our excuse for not doing what he asked us to do, for not taking advantage of the time he's given us. We will receive rewards for how we manage the time. I know many people feel like being time conscious may not be important. Some people have the attitude that says, at least I show up. It doesn't matter what time I come, but at least I show up for church. At least I show up for Sunday school. At least, my God, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you know when you have a job working for someone, you must be there on time or there are going to be warnings and consequences that you have to face? We know that it can cause us to get a cut in our paycheck if we are late for work and don't show up on time. You can lose your job if you are careless about the time you show up because you are showing an attitude that your job is not that important to you. So they will replace you easily. But when it comes to God and his time and his house, how do we treat God? Do we think about how God feels? Do you think God is looking down and seeing how we treat people better than we treat him? How we obey men more before we obey him? The way so many treat him, he has feelings just like you and I. Hebrews chapter 4 and 15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. And so he feels what we go through. He knows what we're dealing with. He has feelings, but he cannot be touched with the infirmity that we go through. But he knows it. So he has feelings. God has feelings, people of God. When we are going to service, do we think it's okay to show up half an hour late? We show up 10 minutes late. We don't care. And I don't care attitude. And some people have a habit of just coming to church late, but they don't have a habit to come into their jobs late or for their appointments that they made. Some people are always late. If they do come late for work, it may be every now and then. Why? Because they have a fear of their employers. They have a fear of losing or getting a cut, losing their jobs or getting a cut in their paycheck. It is amazing to me, hallelujah, tonight, how many times we come late to service, but not late for work or an appointment. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But I have a fear of God that I am even afraid to come to church late. I'd rather be early than to be late. Because when I was on a job, I used to be at the door waiting for the door to open. And so I have that same mindset for the kingdom of God that I want to be there before the door opens. I want to be there for when the praise and worship starts. I don't want to be late because I don't want to treat God so common. Some set the alarm to make sure they are on time for the natural things or for their job, for the things that please their flesh. How many of us tonight can say that we set our alarm to be on time for service of God and for the things of God? It seems when it comes to God and the things of God, we put a time limit on God. How long service should be, how long praise and worship should be, how long, but not when we go to work. We don't have a time limit. We work a full 12 hours. Why? Because we have natural desires and natural carnal things that we need to have and we need to do. So we find ourselves pressing our way and being there and working overtime if we have to. But we put a limit on what we do for God. Now, we're going to look at how we manage our time because God wants us to be good management. When Adam was Eve, God made him the manager of the Garden of Eden. He had to keep it. He had to dress it. He had to make sure everything was in place. And so God is a God of management of time. He expects us to have our time managed right in our lives. How many of us sit down and think about how we manage our time on a daily basis? Because he told us to live for the day. So how many, how many of us take the time out to see what they're doing in that day? The management, time management is not just keeping busy, people of God, but it includes finding God's focus and purpose for your life. It's about choosing a direction and moving ahead to accomplish your goals. How many of you have set goals? And so God said you got to manage your time to be able to meet your goals that you've set. Managing time is one of the most difficult yet helpful skills a person can develop. Time management is one of the most difficult, and I repeat it, and helpful skills a person can develop. It takes maximum effort and realistic planning. The word of God says, take no thought for tomorrow will take care of itself, Matthew 6 and 34. God expects us to focus on one day at a time tonight. By doing this, I believe our lives will be more stress-free. How many know tonight that you can get all stressed out and all oppressed and bound and discouraged because so much things are going through your mind of what you need to do next week, what you need to do by the end of the week, what you need to do next month and the month after and the years ahead. And you find yourself getting sick and oppressed and bound because you find out that you just don't have enough time to do all the things that you have set for yourself. First thing we need to do is acknowledge that we have time. We have the time now. The same amount of time God has given to everyone. We all have that time. You with God's help, me with God's help, must determine how to use our time wisely. And so God is looking for wisdom. Anybody that knows how to manage their time, they have a lot of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And so when you're dealing with time management, we need God's direction. We need to have knowledge. We need to have understanding. We need to know what God is saying. We need to trust him with all of our heart. Many people have made mistakes in letting others decide their priorities, and they let people decide their schedules. That's the biggest mistake you could ever make. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to remember that by using small bits of time faithfully, so God is saying tonight, you need to depend on me. You need to look to me. You need to trust me because the arms of flesh will fail you. People might fail you when it comes to managing your time. They may want you to spend more time with them than you spend in your Bible, than you spend praying, than you spend in the house of God. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. God is saying what you have to do, do it with every strength. Do it with all your might, for there is no work. You hear God tonight, or device, or knowledge, or wisdom, when you die, in the grave, it's finished. In the grave, your wisdom dies, your knowledge is dead, device is dead, you will be gone. So God is saying tonight, redeem the time. Use your time wisely for me. Use your time to build my kingdom tonight. Is our hands busy doing something? What is our hands doing? He said, whatever your hands find to do it with all your might. What are we doing with our hands? Are we laying hands? Are we using our hands to be a blessing by giving and reaching out? Not just for ourselves, but for the kingdom of God and other people. God didn't just say do something, but he is saying here to do it with all of your might. Everything within you, God said do it. And when you look at might, it talks about strength. It talks about power. It talks about might. It talks about the power of God. It talks about the strength of an animal. And so God said, this is what I'm looking for from you. It talks about vigor, force, in a good or bad sense, means produce. And so God is saying, this is the way he wants us to be productive. Do it with everything you have in you. God mentioned here tonight, glory be to God, that are we working for the kingdom of God? That's a question he asked. Are we working just for ourselves, or are we working to build the kingdom of God? He said, there is no work or device, knowledge, or wisdom when you are in the grave, when you're dead, when you don't have the activities of your limbs anymore, when you're bound in a wheelchair, when you're lying on the bed of affliction. You're just like you're dead because you can't do what you did before, nor work and do anything for yourself. You will need people to cater to you. You will need people to do this and that. So either do what I call you to do now while you have strength. And the word device here is talking about account, reasoning, and reckoning. That's what the word device means. He's talking about the accounts you have to give, the reasoning when you're doing something, and reckoning together. That's what he's saying. Do what I call you to do. Stop putting it off. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 9, 11 to 12, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happens to them all. No matter what is going on, Solomon said time and chance happen to each and every one of us in everything that we do. And everything that we accumulate is by chance, and it's a time when we will get it. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of man snared in an evil time when it faileth suddenly upon them. And so in this hour, that's a plan of the enemy to cause us to get into snares, which means into a trap. And so when we get into the trap in our minds, we get trapped in our bodies through sicknesses, mental problems, then that means the things that we're supposed to accomplish will be hindered and put off. And this is not the time to put anything off. God is boldly and simply saying tonight, we do not know when we are going to die. So it's time, glory to God, tonight. So it's time for us to manage and make use of the time God has given us. Hallelujah, tonight. Those of us who are older, we know that we are more closer to the death and the grave, hallelujah, than we were before. God is beckoning and pleading with us tonight to work and get busy, use the time he has given us, and stop wasting the time. The most challenging thing a person can face is not to orchestrate their lives or to plan their lives, but to order each day. Order each day. God ain't looking for you to orchestrate and plan your life, because he said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. I know the things. Yes, he planned for this. Yes, he planned for the future. But God is saying that is not the important thing. The important thing is to live one day at a time the way God expects us to live. Because we will run out of time before we accumulate what we properly planned, and God's work is lying waste. There are a few things God expects, especially from us in this last hour, to be able to function and accomplish our purposes and goals in life that he has planned for us. Now, there are some things here that I'm going to mention, and the first thing is the plans he expects us, or the management of the time is that he expects us to get or have sufficient rest. We need to rest. Psalm chapter 127 and 2 and verse 2 says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, and eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. God is saying, take care of your body. Get some rest. Stop staying up late. Stop getting up early. Sleep. Rest your body. Stop eating the bread of sorrow. Some people go to bed brokenhearted, crying, going through so much, they're shedding tears on their pillow. He said, don't eat the bread of sorrow, but get some sleep. I give you sleep. He said, my beloved. He called us his beloved. He said, sleep. Stop being so busy. You're going all day and you're still going all night. That is not the plan of God for us. Our bodies are going to break down eventually if we keep on moving like this. You have people today in the body of Christ dealing with insomnia, scared to sleep in the night, can't sleep in the night. Many are struggling with fear at night. Many stay up late, probably watching a movie or doing something that can be done during the day. God is admonishing us through his word that our bodies can be rejuvenated and revived to get some rest. It can happen if we get the rest that we need, because a lot of people say, I'm so tired because I'm always going. Time to go to sleep. God said, rest yourself, because the work ahead is great. You have work to do for the kingdom, and you can't go day and night. You're going to break your body down. This is the temple of God. Your body do not belong to you. We belong to Jesus Christ. Matthew 11, 28 to 30 says, come unto me, all ye that are labor, or all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants you to rest. Take my yoke or my burden upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in my heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Your soul could get weary because it needs to rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is very important to get enough rest during the night, because God expects us to be doing something during the day. Whether it is working for yourself, working for him, if we look at the life of Jesus, he was busy every day of his life working to build the kingdom of God. And so this is a time God is saying, coming now, that we are going to be busy like Jesus building his kingdom, which means enough rest to nourish and replenish your body. Now, the second point is proper nourishment and exercise is what we need to manage our time. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and 8 says, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all, having promise of the life that now is, and of the life that is to come. And so God is concerned about the way we keep our body. He said bodily exercise. It's going to profit you a little if you exercise. But the godly part of you is more profitable. So pay attention more to the godly part and doing what he tells us to do, managing your time, doing the work of the kingdom. But he said exercise and keep your body in shape. He is telling us here that you need a little bit of everything. Stop being lazy and finding excuses. People are overweight because they put a lot of junk in their body by eating and drinking things that is bad for their health. Overweight can hinder you and stop you from moving forward and moving around when it comes to the things of the Lord. Effectively, to do the work of the kingdom, it can stop you from being effective. Wrong eating can also affect your health, and eventually your death could be evident. Exercises strengthen your body and bones and boost your metabolism and increase your heart rate and cause your blood to flow smoothly. Rest strengthens your body and your mind when you get rest. When we have to work to do for the kingdom, we must learn that this body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. This body no longer belongs to you or me. Once we have given it to the Lord Jesus, once we have given our life over to the Lord, he's showing us in his word tonight that we need to do what we need to do to be in good health, to be able to function productively in his kingdom, to be used for his glory. Number three, quiet time. Hallelujah. Quiet time spent exclusively with God alone without distraction is what God is looking for. When you look at a husband and a wife, they have this desire to be together and to know each other, to be intimate with each other without distraction, without interference, without interruption. Some even put a do not disturb sign on the door. The way couples who are dating, they need quality time to spend together to know each other. Bless the name of the living God tonight. And so God said, I want some exclusive time with you. And when you look at the word exclusive, it's talking about complete, full, entire, whole, and total, absolute time. Undivided, unshared, unique, only, individual, personal, private, single, especially dedicated. These are the meaning of exclusive. And God said, this is the kind of relationship he's expecting and desiring from us, which means that we have to manage our time for this to happen. The fourth point is to focus on what is really important. The most important thing we can do to begin our day is spend time with his intimately with God. That's what he's looking for. What God is saying to us is that we need to sit down and really think about the things that matter. Prioritize our lives and our day to be productive. Focus on the things that are important, the things that have value, the things that have purpose, the things that will bring glory to his name, the things that will bring a change to the lives of others. What is important to you, God is, and the things that are important to you, but God is saying, focus on that more than anything else right now because we don't have much time. Number five says, meaningful time must be set aside for relationships, especially with a spouse and children in your home. God is showing here that the time right now is very valuable and important in every area of our lives, and we don't have no more time to waste. We are running out of time, especially when it comes to the kingdom of God. So many lives are tied up with daily routines, daily activities, jobs, just always moving and going somewhere or doing something. And this can start early in the morning until late at night. This is not healthy and convenient in the eyes of God. We look at Proverbs 31 woman. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. She was a woman of strength who rose early in the morning to plan for the day's activity. Just as she had maid servants back then to help her accomplish what she needed to do in her house that day. And if we look at the women today, what do we have? Women today have appliances. We have vehicles. We have utilities and we have telephone services. These blessings that God gave us today came from him, are ready and available to help women today that have so much to do, so much mundane tasks, giving them a maximum amount of time to spend with God and to serve other people. As women, we know that our days can be full. Hallelujah. We know that we have a lot of obligations and fullness, a full agenda, especially as married women with children, a job and careers, your own business, and maybe ministry. But God is saying to us that this is now the time to make room for him and not just fit him in to our busy schedule. He is also saying it is not all about us and our family, but he wants us to reach out to someone else. This is not only directed to women, but you can find men working 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet, to have the quality lifestyle that they desire. This can take up most of their time, so the quality time that they should spend with God blesses him tonight and will not be available. And it could push God aside. It could push your time spent with God aside. Because why? Your body done wore out. You done tired. So you can't focus on God the way you do. And time is at hand. He said, God spoke to me. He said, stop fitting him in to our busy lifestyles and schedules. But we should make time for him. He should be our top priority in this last hour. God expects us to have a balanced life. When you look at the Hebrews, their day begins in the evening with rest. Remember, the Bible says that the evening and the morning was the first day, but we are the opposite of them. We start our day off in the morning at 12 o'clock. In the morning should be a time when families can come together for fellowship with him before leaving home. Anyone that is working too hard to spend time with their family, it means that you are not managing your time wisely. He created a family, so he expects family to spend some quality time together in his presence. God expects us to find some quality time to study and meditate on his word. Bless his name. The Bible says in Psalm 55:17, evening and morning and at noon, I would pray and cry unto thee, and ye shall hear my voice. David is showing us here in the word of God that it's important to spend time with God more than once a day. He said, evening and morning and noon, but I cry out and spend time lifting up his voice to God. If you notice, he said evening first, because that's their time that they begin their day. Matthew 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Jesus here is giving us instruction. The first thing we should do is seek God in the morning or throughout the day before we do anything. I believe with all my heart that the first thing we need to do, bless his name, according to God's word, in the morning, before we make any decision, is seek God. To do anything, seek him. Put him first. Hear what he has to say. Get instructions and guidance for that day. The same way, hallelujah, so many set the alarm to wake them up for work or an appointment, we should set our alarm to wake us up to have enough time to spend with God before we leave home to go to work. Especially if you know that you're working and you're busy all day. In the evening, we should find the time to settle down and rest, get some sleep, so that we would be refreshed and well rested and awake to spend morning devotion in the presence of Almighty God, reflecting on him and preparing our spirit man for the day. We should leave our days fully planned out that God would be pleased we are doing. Bless his name tonight. And so what God is saying to us in this hour about our days and how we spend it and how we spend our time, he says here, sow thy seed. And that's in let me go to the scripture so that you can understand. In Ecclesiastes 11:6, he said, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether thou shalt prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall prosper. And so God is showing here what is going to happen to us if we maximize our time. This sounds like beginning a productive day. God wants us to have a productive day. He said, find something to do. Start from somewhere. You don't know if it's going to be productive when you finish throughout the day. Accomplish what you have accomplished in that day. So he expects us to do something and not just sit around wasting time. Bless his name. See, a lot of people are just sitting around wasting time. And God said it's time to stop wasting time. It's time to be aware and awake that the kingdom of God is nigh us. According to his word, he wants us to put hands on. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be busy, not just wasting time sitting at home, complaining and murmuring, finding excuses when things don't go the way we expect it to go, sitting home not doing what God called us to do. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Not reaching out to others. So many today have a lazy, complacent spirit. If we read our Bibles and study the life of Jesus, there was never a day that he was not busy about his Father's business, reaching out, healing, casting out demons, raising the dead, cleansing the leper, ministering to the people in general. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we examine ourselves tonight, glory be to God, can we say that we are productive when it comes to the things of God or even our natural lives? How are we spending our time during the day is important to God. When God says we should be redeeming the time, he wants us to live in constant awareness of that the clock is ticking and the clock is winding out, and make the most of our time. Ephesians chapter 5 and 16 tells us to redeem the time, which is urging us to make most of the time make use of every opportunity that we have. Scriptures instruct us to be diligent about doing good. That's Titus 3 and 8. The context of the command, bless his name tonight, to redeem the time, helps us understand, glory to God, what God is saying, what he wants us to understand. We need to be careful how we live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity. Redeeming the time means that we are careful in how we live. We seek out and employ wisdom, our plans for the day, and make sure we should think through our plans for today and make sure they align with God's will. And we should avoid empty, harmful activities such as getting drunk or being distracted by the things of the world. Because God said, don't be drunk with wine in this hour. But you have some people of God, they still drinking. Romans chapter 12 and 21 says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Jesus taught his disciples the necessity of redeeming the time. Jesus tells us in John 9 and 4, work while it's day, because the night is coming when no man can see how to work. Hallelujah, Jesus, for the night, many of us in this last hour, Jesus was diligent about keeping his mission. Distractions were as prevalent then as they are right now, but he let none of those deter him from his assignment, reaching and preaching and teaching God's word. That was why he came. And so he is saying there should not be any excuse. For us not to do it. Nothing shall deter us from the assignment that God has given us. Luke chapter 4 and 43 says, and he says unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent. And 9 and 4 says, John 9 and 4 says, he must work the work of him that sent him. So he spent 33 years on earth. And it took him 3 years to accomplish his assignment. And Jesus changed the world forever time. We need to redeem the time. Walk in faith. And when we're talking about walk, it means that we should be careful how we live, because people are watching our lives. Colossians chapter 4 and 5 says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. God is telling us that there is a particular lifestyle that we should live that separates us from every standard, every worldly standard. If we examine ourselves, can we say that we are walking and living the way we should? If not, then God is saying unto us tonight, we need to redeem the time. God is saying to take possession of the things that I promise you. Step out with boldness and buy back the time. Buy it back from the hands. Take it back from the hands of enemy. He says, take back your husband. Take back your wife. Take back your marriage. Take back your home. Take back your children. Take back your health. Take back your finances. Take back your houses and your cars. Take back your property, your ministry. Take back your business. Hallelujah tonight. Take back your mind. Hallelujah tonight. Take it back from the enemy. This is the hour God is saying. It is time to take it back. Redeem it. Take it back. Buy it back. Whatever that has been stolen, take it back. This is a time, people of God, tonight is a gift from God that is being abused by so many. Only God knows how much time each of us have on this earth. Only God knows how many times we have to make decisions that will impact eternity, that will impact the lives of others, that will bring changes in this last generation, to leave a legacy that made a difference. Glory to God on tonight. So we need to redeem the time, because God is depending on us to redeem the time. Hallelujah. We need to put off pursuing earthly passion because we only have a little time left. We need to take advantage of the freedom that we have now to do what God has called us to do. We need to start living as if we were dying right now. The Bible says we die daily. Old age is kicking in. Our limbs are failing us as we get older. Bless his name. That which was done for selfish carnal reason will be burnt up and blown away. And so God says, stop focusing on carnal things, but focus on the things of the kingdom. Bless his name. We must fully be equipped. We must be fully equipped to go out there and do the work of God. We must make full proof of our ministry. Make it our business to study and get the word of God down on the inside. It's going to take the word of God to bring changes and to save lives. God only moves according to his word. Bless his name. And so he has given us instructions here tonight to be prepared to go out. But we need to make a change. We need to realize how short time is. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 tells us about time, how time is moving. Bless his name. And how God tells us, it talks about our age. He said, remember your creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not yet, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. He says, honor and enjoy your creator while you are still young people of God, because the years take hold on you, on your strength. In verse 2, it says, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened or the clouds return after the rain. He said, before your ears and your vision stop working and goes blur, do the work. Verse 3, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and strong men shall bow themselves and the grinders cease because they are few and these that look out of the windows be darkened. What he's saying, in old age, your body no longer serves you well. Your muscles slacken. Your grips weaken. Your joints stiffen. The shape, which is your eyes, they fail you. You can't come and go as you will. Things come to a halt in your life. Your teeth, because you are getting old, you start losing your teeth. And you start changing, it starts to change color and maybe rot in your mouth. And so God is showing here, this is what's happening as you get older. And so you need to redeem the time. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high. And so God is saying tonight, people of God, as I close in this, that we need to realize that this body, hallelujah, is going back to the ground from whence it came. And the spirit that we have is going to return back to God. And Solomon says, vanity of vanity, says the preacher. All is vanity, hallelujah, and vexation of spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And so God says, all the things that are vanity, that we're running after, he says, leave them alone. He says, because the time is short, and he wants us to focus on his kingdom. He wants us to come in alignment with his word. People of God, tonight, we can examine ourselves to know where we are. We need to examine ourselves to see if we are redeeming the time, if we are using the time wisely. God is speaking to the body at large. He is speaking to the world in general. How are we doing with the time that God has given us in the earth? Yes, Lord. I'm saying, candle of Osiah. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. After all that we've heard tonight, Solomon said, the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And so, of everything that God tells us to do, he said the top priority tonight for us is to fear him and keep his commandments. Why? He said this is your duty. This is our obligation. It is a must. Oh, Holy Ghost fire tonight. It is a must. And so tonight, people, I give God thanks tonight for his word. Father, I thank you for your word, that your word has not fallen on death, that the word brings changes and edification, that the word builds us tonight and encourage our faith and show us that it is now our time to rise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're here on this platform tonight, after hearing the message, I know I'm not where I need to be. I know I've wasted many times, many years have been wasted. And this is now the time that I am trying to redeem the time that I have wasted. The many times I procrastinated, the many times I put up things that God tell me to do, the many times I should have gone and I didn't go, the many times he gave me a word and I didn't carry the word, the many times he said to pray for this person and I didn't do it. And so I am redeeming a time now by even being here. God opened the door for me to be here. I'm redeeming the time and making up for all the lost time that I, over the years. And so God is saying tonight, all the time that you have lost over the years, God said it's time to make up. If you want prayer tonight and you feel like you need encouragement tonight, you feel like you need strength tonight, you can come on over and we can pray for God to move and for God to do a quick work in your life. You can press *6 and you can come on over. If not, we will turn this meeting back into the hands of Evangelist Bradley. And God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Anybody tonight requesting prayer on tonight, as the woman of God has said, you can press *6 and come over to the platform side. Anybody tonight requesting prayer, glory to God, amen. For this has been such a profound word on tonight. People of God, time. We've been wasting time, glory to God, and it is time for us to redeem the time. Amen. Glory to God. So if there's anyone tonight you desire prayer, please, ma'am, please, sir, press *6 and come over. Press *6 and come over to the platform side on tonight, and the woman of God will pray with you. *6, I believe I heard someone come over. Go ahead, caller. Anyone tonight would like prayer, just press *6 and come over on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, if not, we do give God thanks and praise on tonight. We thank him for this word. Glory to God. Amen. Such as always, we just thank God because he always sends us a word in the right season, a word in the due season. Amen. And starting out this year, such an appropriate word, people of God, for us to consider. Look at what we're doing. Amen. Look at the time that we've wasted in our lives. Look, amen, bring it even closer. Look at the time that we wasted last year. Look at the time that we've wasted in up until this 16 days. Amen. Look at the time that we have wasted. Amen. Glory to God. And we want to redeem the time. Amen. And we of God has given us key things that we need to do in order that we can fully function, that we can really give God time, that we can really consider what we're doing, really look at what we're doing. Glory to God. And I tell you, amen, I do repent. Glory to God. Amen. Because we know that there are 24 hours in a day. Amen, Jesus. Even if we sleep 8 hours, and I don't think most of us sleep 8 hours, but even if we slept 8 hours, we have 16 hours to get accomplished what we need to get accomplished. And of those 16 hours, amen, and this really, really, really brings it home for us. Of those 16 hours, how much are we getting done? How much are we getting done? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So we are truly wasting time. We're wasting time. And as the woman of God has said, time is running out, people of God. Amen. Time is truly running out. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. God has given us space and time. Amen. We know that time is eternal. Glory to God. But people of God, we have got to redeem the time and do those things that God has set before us. Amen. We got to fulfill a purpose. God has a plan. We're not just here to be here. Glory to God. We're not just here to be doing something. We're not just here to be turning our wheels. Glory to God. But we got to utilize this gift. We got to utilize the gift that of time that the Lord has given us. Amen. So let us consider. Let us look at this word, people of God. Again, so much has been said on tonight, amen, Jesus, that we could really, really, really devolve into it, amen. But I'm excited. I thank God, amen, because even in this time, this word coming causes us to halt, causes us to stand still, causes us to consider, causes us to say, wait a minute, causes us to look, amen, in our lives, and see those time wasters. Amen. Glory be to God. But I thank God on tonight, amen, that the Lord sends his word to redeem us. Yes, he sends his word to redeem us, to set us free, to set us on the correct course. Glory be to God. He don't just come to just spank us. He don't just come, amen, to nudge us. Glory be to God. But he comes to shake us and cause our eyes to be open, that we can see his perfect and divine will, so that we can see where the enemy is causing us to be defeated in our lives. Amen. So we thank God on tonight because we believe, God, by faith that we are redeemed. I believe, God, by faith that we're redeemed. God has sent this word. We are redeemed. Amen. Glory to God. The spirit of the word of God has come to redeem us. Amen. And let us walk in this way. Let us walk in this perfect law of liberty. Let us walk in what we have been redeemed from. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank him on tonight. We do glorify him. Amen, Jesus. And we just, glory to God, let us put it in perspective, people of God. Let us put it in perspective. Amen, Jesus. Let us put it all in perspective on tonight. We just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm not going to, amen, go on and on. I can go on and on and on. Amen. Glory be to God. But, amen, I pull it in on tonight. Glory to God. But you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. We'll give you two numbers. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Please, ma'am, please, sir, reach out to us. We'll certainly get this broadcast to you. And listen, people of God, who doesn't need this message on tonight? I'm sure there are a couple of people, amen, Jesus, that can use a little help along the way as far as time, amen, and using this gift of time. Send it to somebody. This would be a beautiful gift to send someone. This year starting out, this would be the perfect gift. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Send it to them, people of God. Let them consider, amen, what they're doing with their time. Amen. For the Lord has need of us, glory to God, and we need to be in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, we give God thanks and we praise him tonight for this word. Amen, Jesus. We thank him, amen, for his messenger on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. We thank you for availing yourself. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We just, again, want to thank all of our listeners that are far. Amen. International. Glory to God. Whatever country you're listening from, glory to God. Whatever time you're listening, glory be to God. Now is the time. So we thank God for you. We thank God for all of our listeners that are here in the continental U.S. We just bless God. We thank God, amen, for this word on tonight. Glory to God. And if you would, people of God, if you will, amen, Jesus, look, amen, toward our speaker tonight. Amen, Jesus, focus your faith, amen, towards the heaven. Glory to God as we lift her in prayer on tonight. Thank you, Master. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you again. Father, as we've entered into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, O God, for how you've come, for how you've spoken unto us, for how you favored us on tonight with this gift. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, O God, for the words that are spoken, the words that you've given her for your people. Father, in our hearts say yes. Our mind says yes. Our soul says yes, Father. We thank you on tonight, O God, as we yield unto you. Glory to God, as we yield ourselves unto you even the more. Father, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Father, now we thank you for your servant on tonight. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you, glory to God, for just being God of our life. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, and we're asking that you will bless her. Every heart and every soul on tonight says, bless her, Lord. Bless her even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say bless her, glory to God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We ask you to bless her tonight. We're asking that you will move for her on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will open doors for her on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory be to God, hallelujah, the impossible. Father, do the impossible in her life, oh God, that would seem to be impossible. Father, but because she has, glory be to God, she is on tonight. Oh, God, on tonight, glory to God, utter your word unto your people. Father, we're asking that you will move for her. In the name of Jesus, we're asking that you will do a quick work. Father, do a quick work in our lives. Do a quick work, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in our life. We thank you for what you're going to do in her life. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for every good and perfect gift which comes from you. We thank you on tonight for every gift on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the gift of time that you've given her to come before your people. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you, oh God. We say let the glory, the weight of glory rest upon her even the more. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we say have your way in our life. Father, and we cover her in your shed blood. We cover her tonight in the name of Jesus. We cover her, oh God, in the fire of your anointing. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Father, we thank you on tonight for being a light unto her pathway. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We bless you now. We honor, we glorify you. Cover her, shield her. Father, protect her, we do pray, from the hand, the plan, and the thoughts of the enemy. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your choice anointing. We do glorify you. We do praise you, oh God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do in her life. We thank you, Master. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God, hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her in your shed blood. And for this, we thank you. We praise you now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you again, woman of God. We thank God for you. We bless God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, for the dismissal. Amen. Of the line on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. 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 People of God, every one of you tonight, God is truly speaking to us in this hour. His heart, the heart of God, is being revealed to us of what he desires according to his word, which is his will. And tonight, the Ecclesiastes 12 and 14, it talks about eventually God will bring everything that we do out into the open, and it will be judged and not be hidden. And so because he's bringing every secret thing to light, whether it be good or evil, the Bible says, is no longer going to be hidden. We know that this is the year of exposure. This is the year God is going to do a lot of revealing of things that has been hidden, whether it's good or evil. It's coming into the open. And so whatever work one has been doing, that they say they were doing, whatever they were doing in the sanctuary or in their life, and they were keeping it hidden, they had hidden agendas, God said he's going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. And this going to happen when we stand before God, but God is going to also manifest this work right in this same season and this time that we're living in, that our works be good. It's important that we do our work, because we don't just want to make it in the kingdom, make it in, and the works that we do be burnt up. Because he says some is hay, some is stubble, some is silver, some are gold. And the works that we do may be disqualified, but you may still make the kingdom. But there are gifts of crowns and gold that God is going to give to those whose work made a difference, whose work stand out. So let us work so that we can inherit that uncorruptible crown. Let us work so that we can inherit that uncorruptible body. Let us work so that God will be pleased with us. Let us use this year wisely and get up off the seat of do nothing. Go to the mall. Go someplace. And even if you say Jesus loves you, give them a little word. You might be surprised how far that may go. You may be surprised that person may be dealing with something, and just by you opening your mouth and sharing that little word of encouragement, it could make a whole lot of difference. So let us use our time wisely this year as God has instructed us. in the family, on the job, wherever we go. Time is winding out. Time. Some of us, we don't know if we're going to live to see tomorrow. We might not live to see next month. We don't know where that is. But let us be ready and let the works that we do speak for us. Father, I give you thanks right now for all that stood and waited tonight. I pray, God, that you would continue to quicken us by your spirit. Touch our air gates to continue to hear what you are saying tonight. Father, take us higher on another level, God. Give us a desire to work for your kingdom. Give us a desire to work while it's day because the night is coming. Give us a desire to build your kingdom. Give us a desire to reach out. Give us a desire to get up, oh God, and make full proof of our ministry, to do the work of an evangelist. Give us a desire, oh God, to please you in all of our ways, acknowledge you, and you will get direct a path where you need us to go to do this work. Father, we thank you tonight for the heirs of the hearers, every place, every nation. We want to thank you, God, tonight that you have blessed them. God, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Let men give unto their bosoms tonight, Father God, that you would be with them in their homes, on their jobs, driving along the highway, that you would cover each and every individual with the blood of Jesus, cover marriages and ministries tonight with the blood of Jesus, cover businesses, oh God, and those on the jobs with the blood of Jesus, cover your people, God, the children in the schoolhouses, glory be to God, because you said a young man, remember your creator in the days of your youth, and these young people don't want to remember you, they don't want to have nothing to do with you, and so God, we pray that you cover the remnant, the young ones that are the remnant, God, in the name of Jesus, keep them from danger, seen and unseen. We want to thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We want to thank you for establishing, God, establishing us in this hour, in that we may be rooted and grounded in the work of Almighty God. And most of all, God, we take this time out to tell you thank you for this PNN prayer line, for Evangelist Bradley, her advisors, her prayer warriors, and everyone that made the effort to say, God, I'm going to be here tonight. Father, bless us now. Find the will of the enemy. Bring every work to naught, so will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, people of God. God bless you tonight. That does conclude our broadcast, and we look to see you back on tomorrow night. Bring somebody, tell somebody about the PNN broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.